the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Ben Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction. Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back. It's mayhem out here at the Pet Expo. All these dogs want to race. So they're all talking among themselves. It sounds like the caucus room at the Capitol building, Senate caucus room. Very much like it. So everybody's barking. So, great place. If you love dogs, bring your dog. I mean, you can bring your dog if he likes other dogs. Some don't. Some are shy. But you can come out and you can find anything you want for a dog or for a cat. I don't know if I haven't walked around enough to know if other pets are involved. May have an iguana you want to find a sweater for. I don't know. What do you think, Rufus? You think they got those?
I've seen it all. I saw a table that said raw, meaning the raw hides.
Yeah.
They were things there with hair on them.
Uh-huh.
There were legs of poor, pitiful other animals.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of scary.
I bet it was. And you're a little, you need a snack, I noticed, and you were walking around looking for a snack.
But
you got to be careful.
That cured me.
you got to be careful.
There are a lot of dog bites out here. I almost took one of those samples because I didn't eat much. I ate a peach for breakfast, and so I almost took one of those dog biscuits.
I had some yogurt and blueberries, but I'm not ready for a dog biscuit yet. Maybe a little closer to lunch.
Dog look mighty good.
Do you think that's ice cream, or you think that's something for dogs up there?
I'm looking over there. It looks like they're serving something, and I don't see any dogs over there asking for anything, so I don't know. We'll investigate that.
Well, as you can hear, dogs are asking for everything else. They are putting in their 2 cents, and everybody's having a good time. We're in the Graham Building at State Fairgrounds for the Pet Expo, so come out and join us. I'll tell you, the Commissioner Graham's building really does echo, much more so than the Expo building. But they needed more space. I mean, they were packed in there last year in the Expo building, which is right next to that's where they usually have the baby donkeys and chickens and stuff and the pumpkins and all of that stuff during the state fair, if you're not familiar with it. But there should be an Edmonston building out here somewhere. I guess if you'd been governor, there would be.
I'll
but they don't have any attorneys general
I'll
buildings.
I'll stick with the hot dog.
Help me. Well, at any rate.
Now, I have an Edmonston building that I bought.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's said, right on Salisbury Street.
How did you get that name on that building? I said I bought it.
Yeah, that right. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's a good way to get your name on the building. Buy it.
Buy it. All right, 919-860-9783. Mike is in Wake Forest. Mike, good morning. You're at
Hello,
WPTF.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful show this morning. I just wanted to give you and all your listeners a reminder about snakes and snake bites.
Please do. Yeah. I mean, they're out there.
Yep. With all the rain we've been having, they're really out there above ground level. I'll share a real quick story with you. Well, this time at 11 a.m. Last Saturday, I was out in my carport weeding some tall grass. I thought I got stung in my finger by a hornet. So I stepped down on the grass, and a copperhead came up.
Oh.
So I took it out, of course. And I got down to Wake Med in about 18 minutes. I spent 30 hours in the emergency room and 2 bags of anti-venom. But I feel 100% better. I had a week off from work. But it happened so fast, and I was doing something in the garden. We have a pretty extensive garden on the property, my wife and I. But you really need to be aware. I was just out there with bare hands, pulling up on the grass, and didn't even think. So I thought it was a hornet. It turned out to be a copperhead. One thing hit me, and it did all that damage. It wasn't too. So.
Well, what do you think there's something you could have done to have avoided that? Because you got me trembling right now. I hate snakes. Have a
I'm
lot of copperheads
right
on
now,
the place.
Right now, I'm in the same place I was, and I'm using a long-handled hoe.
Well, you know, Ann Clapp used to walk around. She had a bunch of copperheads at her place, and everywhere she went on her property, she carried a hoe, and she killed a few copperheads.
I'm doing fine, but I just wanted to really just, they can do so much damage so quick, and I wasn't really, never really considered it, but I wanted to just share that story with you and your listeners to be aware right now with all this rain, we have all the snakes are above ground right now, so just be careful out there when you're having fun in the garden, that's all.
Yeah, you need a king snake in your yard, or good black snake or something. You need a king snake or a black snake, they'd love to... Yeah, they take care of copperheads too.
And you're 100, and I've always let those go. And I've
absolutely
always let those copperheads. But one got by and I wasn't paying attention. So I'd share that with you. And what a great show this morning. And looks
thank
like
you.
It's right along with the great weather we're having finally. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. It is wonderful weather. We should be outside doing this.
Yeah, Mike, I gotta say, anybody who works outside or does a lot of gardening, you really need to learn to recognize a copperhead. That's about the only snake we have in this part of the state that's venomous. And if you do get bitten, yeah, you need to get medical help immediately. It's not going to be life-threatening, most likely, but learning to recognize them. Because, snakes are largely benign. You know, they're an important part of the ecosystem.
Yep.
They're around us and in fact, beneficial.
I have taken to using a walking stick And if I'm in weeds or places I don't know, I'll put that stick in front of me.
Yeah.
So if it's going to bite something, bite that stick.
I think that's an excellent idea.
If you're going to reach into something that you can't see, you know, like you're working with a log pile or a brushy area, wearing gloves is a good practice. So
those nasty things are camouflaged for a good reason, so they can bite you.
Right. Like I said, I thought it was a hornet's nest. If I didn't see the snake, I would have just went about my business, you know, caring for my hand, of course. But it blew up so fast that I'm glad that I was already at the hospital, on the way to the hospital at that time. But if you
you're pretty serious to spend as much time as you did in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. And that was one thing, too. It was because it was my left hand and it was swelling up towards my heart. So... they took their great down. They're really great down at the emergency center there. So, but anyways, I'll let you guys go, but keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a wonderful call. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Take care now.
All right, bud. I'll use extra caution from here on out because they love climbing that hill from the bog to get up on higher ground.
But for the most part, you know, just leave snakes alone. They don't want to be around you as much as you don't want to be around them. And
when you're reaching into something, they feel threatened.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're walking and don't know they're there and you almost step on them, they feel threatened. I was in the woods when I was at Camp Chestnut Ridge as a lifeguard. I was walking in the woods, and I love doing that because it's beautiful up there. I encountered a rattlesnake. And that scared me to death.
Right.
I took off, boy.
But did it rattle?
It rattled. It was.
So it gave you a warning.
It was. It's
not. It won't give you a warning.
It was hissing. I thought it was a cobra out there or something. It just. I took off like one of the Three Stooges. Yeah. So. Yeah, be careful. Snakes are beneficial, but some are very threatening.
Yeah, like I said, copperhead is the one, the dangerous snake that you're most likely to encounter.
Yeah.
And being able to recognize it and say, okay, yes, that's a copperhead, we need to stand clear, versus, you know, a water snake or a garter snake or, you know, something that may look vaguely similar, and being able to recognize it and just say, okay, that one I don't need to worry about. Still, leave them alone, you know, stay away from them. The vast majority of snake bites, from what I understand, are when people intentionally move closer, you know, to try and get a closer look or mess with them or try and move them away. Best thing is just leave them alone if you see them.
All right. 919-860-9783. 919-860-WPTF. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener. We'll be back from Pet Expo at the Graham Building in Raleigh at the State Fairgrounds. The dogs here. There is a, it's rather small female Great Dane. Beautiful. It's kind of a brindle. Maybe it's not a brindle. It's spotted. That's pretty. That's a pretty color. It's kind of a gray. Haven't seen one that color. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're home.
I was getting all thrilled about that beautiful Great Dane over there.
It's a lot of dog, even though it's a small golden retriever. I mean, Great Dane. We're seeing, more and more dogs coming in. Bring your dog to the Pet Expo. It is going on today and tomorrow until 5. It just opened at 10. 10 until 5. State Fairgrounds, Jim Graham Building. And get you a ticket. There is an admission. And there's plenty. That's a type of doodle. Well-trimmed doodle. Poodle and lab, or poodle and retriever, I guess.
Unusual coloring.
I know.
It looked like, I thought it was a blanket on there.
I know, spotted.
But it was all spotted.
That's a really pretty dog, well cared for.
You know, I haven't seen any bird. I'm a bird dog guy.
Well, I saw a beagle. That's the closest thing I've seen.
That'd be rabbit, though.
Yeah.
Always we've had bird dogs, and I think they're so. They don't seem to have them at these shows anywhere.
Yeah. But. Yeah, we don't. But there's some beautiful, beautiful animals out here. This is really something. And I didn't realize it until Jeff went over, our reporter, and found the pool. There is a pool over there, and the retrievers are jumping into it. I saw a big splash.
How is the water, Jeff?
Get in there?
I did not go in the water.
Oh, okay. Well,
I probably need to wake myself up.
It'd be a big splash, wouldn't it?
We haven't woken you up. The noise hasn't woken you up. You need to jump in a pool.
Well, Jeff, he's got on that Boone T-shirt.
That's right.
And I want to let you know, Mike, that next weekend.
Yeah, you won't be with us.
I'll be in Boone. I'll be calling in from Boone that morning, which I do occasionally. I'm going to see my brother. My brother Joe is 91 years old.
And you haven't seen him for a while.
Haven't seen him in a while.
He lives a long way off.
Coming up from Pensacola. And we are the only two left of the Edmiston brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm very anxious to see him. And he's in good health.
That's great.
I hope I've got enough of my mind to understand.
I think you got all your mind.
Sometimes I can't remember what a particular flower is, and I've got to associate things with it.
I want
to remember a ginger lily, I remember ginger ale.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way I remember people's names sometimes, is to associate them.
Yeah, you should do that throughout your life.
I know. Is that the way politicians do it?
Well, that's one of the tricks.
Yeah.
Of a good salesperson, too.
Absolutely.
Anything you do in life, because the one word that people love to hear more than anything else in their life is their name.
Dadgum right. That is so important. And I'm so bad with that, but I always have been. It didn't have anything to do with age.
Well, the trouble is that when you're introduced to somebody, most of the time they mumble their name. I have a little trick. I say, now, you said your name was Paul? Oh, then I say, well, yes, hello, Paul.
Right, saying it.
I've said it one time.
Yeah.
But most people mumble their name to you. So ask them to say it.
Well, I think of Paul, I think of the prophet.
Absolutely.
And I have a good friend in my neighborhood named Barney, and I think of Barney Fife.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, that's after you know somebody for a while, you'll do it. Good job, Jeff. Jeff is prompting me on the time. We got to get into the news here. That's good. I appreciate it. I'd let it get away from me.
Well, Mike, I'll do a quick plug for the Vance County Regional Farmers Market. We heard from the State Farmers Market earlier.
That's a fine facility out there.
But if you're up in the Henderson area this beautiful day, come on and stop by the Vance County Regional Farmers Market, open until 1. Should have a good selection of that summer produce coming in.
Yeah, there is a Newfoundland that just walked by. That's a big dog.
They grow peaches in Vance County, Paul.
Not commercially, no. There's a peach grower in Warren County that does a real fine job.
Right.
But I don't think there's a commercial grower in Vance County.
All right, we're going to take a break and be back. Boy, this has been a quick show. We're at the Pet Expo at the Graham Building in Raleigh at the fairgrounds. All right, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here. And we're at the Pet Expo at the Graham Building on the State Fairgrounds. And by golly, you can find just about everything you want for a dog. I'm sure that cats are not left out. And as I mentioned, you can probably find an iguana sweater or hat if you want. Definitely have a little teeny rubber band for the hat, but a spaniel and a Australian shepherd. They're nice.
And just where we're sitting, we see halters. I've seen leashes. There's vets out here if you're looking to get a new vet for your pet.
There are vets out here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had the time.
I mean, I don't think they're doing pet care, but you know, promoting their their services.
Well, it's a great place to do that.
Yeah. So all kinds of stuff.
Well, and we got a pool out here. I wouldn't recommend jumping in it unless you are.
Unless you're a dog.
If you want to retrieve something, you could do it. But otherwise. And Jeff, I don't know if they're handing out tennis balls or what. Jeff came away with some tennis balls. He's going to take to his dog.
They got all kinds of dog toys, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. And Jeff's coming back with something. What'd you get, dog biscuits or something? Oh. Oh, he got something that humans can eat. He got him a pretzel. You know, all the problems that we have on a daily basis with things, it's hard for your vehicle, your car, your SUV, your truck to speak for itself, but it will let you know that something is wrong. So I would advise you to do what Dean Bailey has, Don Griffin, all those greats, Bobby Dunn, all the greats we used to have on the Weekend Mechanic. Thomas Owen, they all said the same thing. You need to go to the mechanic and get things done before something breaks and you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere. And you can't do a lot about flat tires, but they can tell you if you need to get a new set of tires or an updated set of tires, whatever you can afford. And they can tell you about belts, where they're close to wearing out. Or even your windshield wiper blades. But you will notice some things, but a lot of this stuff you have to go to a mechanic. And are they trained at King's Auto Service? Ooh, boy, are they trained. ASI certified, ASE certified. They have certified hybrid technicians at King's. And before long, I would think that Dean Bailey would get into the electric car business because he had a hybrid vehicle for the longest time before they were really popular. We're talking 20 years ago or more. He had one to test it out. And now they're in the business with hybrid, so I think they'll be in the electric car business before long. So anything with your vehicle, they can handle it. Basic things like the oil change, for instance, that is something that a mechanic will tell you is so important to your vehicle. Getting the AC checked. You know, we run them to death this time of year, but they need to run year-round because that lubricant needs to get into the system. So keep that in mind, too. Batteries, whether it's the hybrid battery or your 12-volt battery, you need to make sure that's what you have. And it's in good shape. So go to King's Auto Service. They've been in business for a long time. King's Auto Service, 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. And they have been in business since 1946 in downtown Raleigh. How about that? So, the Weekend Gardener, what are some of the things that we need to be taking a look at? This is a time of year, despite the copperheads out, you need to look for them. But you need to be walking around the yard and checking things out because there's some things that may have really caught it during the drought. And you got to prune. You got to do a little dead wood pruning, for instance.
Yeah, always a good. There's never a bad time to cut out a dead part of a plant. Cut out, an infected part of the plant. And, you know, even this time of year, if we get on it pretty quick, as we mentioned earlier, we can do some light shaping, cutting out water sprouts, sprouts coming up from the roots or from the trunk of the tree. Those are good to go ahead and take out. In your fruit trees, you can do a little summer pruning. Again, you don't want to wait. If you're going to do that, you need to go on ahead and get it done. And I wouldn't do any heavy pruning. But just getting out in the garden and keeping an eye on things. You may start to see fire ant mounds popping up since we've had so much moisture. You might see yellow jackets nest, so it's a good idea to keep an eye out for those as well. So plenty plenty to do this time of year. Just try to do it during the cooler parts of the day. Stay cool, stay hydrated.
Rufus, you have been out on an expedition, and you found what I think is something that is treasured by people, and that's a plastic bag.
Well, I carry this pink bag.
I know. I think that would be a good one.
That you joke about, and I'm liable to change into this yellow bag.
I think it's got more. It's more reinforcement in there. You could carry more. It's bigger.
Yeah.
So I would certainly consider.
I have some dog food in there for an elder dog, because when we get a new dog, I want one that's grown up and nobody else wants.
Well, I don't want you to reach in there on the way back to your house.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, I'm glad to hear about the reminder about that snake business. And there, in fact, is a display up there with some snakes in it. And I just took a glance at it.
Isn't that interesting?
And I guess that's to show you what's deadly and what's not. But I noticed it on the way up a moment ago.
Are there some real snakes in
it? Yes, real snakes in it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you were moving so fast.
You're doggone right. Woo.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, for those of you just tuning in, we had a Mike in the last half hour talking about his very vicious encounter with a copperhead that nipped him, and he thought it was a bee or
hornet.
Something like that, because it just a little nip, but his hand really started swelling up, and his left hand, and it took him 18 minutes to get to his nearest emergency room. It was a Wake Med facility, so I'm glad he was able to get there. And I don't know if that's an instance that you need to call an ambulance or not to get you there sooner, but maybe I guess that you could do that, or get somebody to drive you. And you know, they were worried about the venom getting to his heart, so it hit him on the hand. So you got to be careful when you reach into unsuspecting places, grassy areas, particularly.
And wearing high top boots, I try to do that if I'm in an area that I don't know about.
Right. And carry a hoe or a stick or something.
Yeah. As you've seen, 2.5 acres, I have lots of different environments.
Yeah, you
do. In the bog has got to be one that the snakes favor.
That's got to be a snake pit.
And when it gets real wet like now, they're going to be traveling upland to get on drier land.
Right.
So I'll be very careful this weekend, and hope everybody.
I don't want to hear about you getting bitten.
No,
but I don't want to get bitten by a hornet either. I'll tell you, they hurt. And if they, you know, even bees, that's
if you have
allergic reactions.
I've known some people are so allergic that they get deathly ill.
Yeah, or die. So be very, very careful. Normally, you're not going to die with a copperhead bite, but it just depends on your condition and a lot of factors, but it's nothing to mess around with. Go and find an emergency room. I wouldn't go to urgent care. I don't think they usually have venom, but maybe they do. But go to an emergency room. That's where I would go if I was certain that I'd gotten bitten by a snake or by something that was going to cause my airways to swell up.
I've often wondered how dogs survive it. Over the course of the years, I've had several of my dogs bitten by copperheads, and they swell up, but they don't seem to need medical attention.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just Mother Nature's way of taking care of
them. I'd probably get my dog to the vet. I probably would get my dog to the vet if it had a copperhead bite. At the very least, it's going to be very, very painful, I think, for the dog. And to be clear, I'm not a snake expert. But, yeah, it's probably a good idea to get your dog to the vet. And certainly, I think the important thing for gardeners is just educating yourself and learning to recognize. Because all these things are out there, the hornets, the wasps, the bees, the yellow jackets, the snakes. And learning to recognize which are aggressive, which are not. You know, snakes are not aggressive. Snakes, when you get bitten by a snake, it's because either, you know, you reached into something that you didn't see it, or you were messing with it.
Anytime they feel threatened.
Yeah, but if you're just walking by one or you see one from 3 or 4 feet away, it's not going to mess with you if you just back off and leave it alone. But just learning to recognize these things and understanding that most of them play an important role in the ecosystem. And, you know, if we can develop some respect for them and learn when to recognize, okay, this is something I need to deal with, and this is something I can just leave alone.
Right. To the vegetable garden, you don't have any snakes in your tomatoes, do you?
I'm worried about the wilt a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's too late to start putting any kind of pesticide on it. As I said earlier this morning, I just pulled off the wilted leaves and look forward to finding out what that mystery tomato is, the Johnson City Gladys tomato that I think is going to be close to a 1-pounder. And that
is that just one sandwich or?
That would be a couple. I must say, I love a tomato that covers a whole piece of loaf bread. I got loaf bread.
Does it have to be loaf bread, or can you? I mean, you could go a little gourmet with some.
I don't go. You like sometimes. I've heard you talk about that rye bread.
Well, pumpernickel. Yeah,
pumpernickel.
That's good.
That's getting a little bit out of the.
There's nothing wrong with putting Duke's mayonnaise on pumpernickel.
Yeah, as long as you can cover it up with Duke's mayonnaise, you're fine. Now, pumpernickel is good. A ham and cheese on pumpernickel with tomato is excellent.
Now, do you like pumpernickel and pate? I'm sure they serve pate at the city club.
Well, I've seen that pate in my travels abroad, and I said, why don't you just bring me some chitlins?
Well, they probably got those too. I hope they do. It's revered in this area.
Pate is made out about the same nasty stuff as
duck chitlins. Liver.
Duck liver, yes. Yeah. Pate.
As my Uncle Russell would say, I ain't studying no duck liver.
It's amazing. In my travels all over the world with Senator Irvin as Attorney General, I ran across different foods, and it always seemed to couldn't wait to get back to have some of Mama's cooked into submission string beans.
That's the way my mother would cook those. She'd cook anything all day long.
Yeah, cook it into submission. And one time Mama was down here with me, bless her heart, and we went to the City Club, and of course they came out with some vegetables that were just lightly touched with heat.
Yeah.
And she said, that's not fit to eat when we left. She said, that's the nearest nothing meal I've ever had in my life.
One of the finest restaurants there is.
Yes.
City Club. And
that's what Mama, they do it a different
Mama
way.
Mama Edmiston didn't like it.
She said, that wasn't fitting to eat.
Yeah. Oh, well. So the lawn grass, there's not much you can do with a fescue right now. It's just wait for September, Paul, and
Mow, if you have to mow it as high as you can, you know, highest setting on your lawnmower. Tall fescue through the summer will take a couple of weeks even without water if it's got a good root system, if you've got good soil. But if we get much more than a couple of weeks of dry weather, which of course is not a concern right now, but moving into August, that's probably when you need to think about maybe trying to irrigate.
Yeah.
And here again, that's a good argument to go with a warm season lawn like the Bermuda or the Centipede or the Zoysia. They are a lot more drought tolerant and resilient and recover well.
They're just thriving now. Yeah, I mean, they need a little water, but if you take care of them during the year, and they don't really need a lot of care, a lot of fertilizer, especially the Centipede doesn't really like a lot of nitrogen at all. And you fertilize the Centipede lawn one time a year, usually in July.
Now, if you do have Bermuda or Zoysia, you maybe do. I can't remember the exact schedule, but those are two grasses that you do fertilize a couple of times over the summer.
Absolutely. I would think July is definitely a time.
And you can go to the NC State Turf Files website and look up the maintenance schedule for those grasses if that's what you have in your lawn.
Somebody the other day called about the horrible stilt grass.
Are they calling your office now, asking gardening questions?
Oh, absolutely. Called about stilt grass. And I said, whatever you do, don't let it seed. And so if it's got it and you can't get it out any other way, cut it before it seeds.
Yeah.
And I think it's about ready for seed time, Paul, on the stilt grass.
At least
you cut it. It looks like grass.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. Learn to live with it.
Yeah.
Late August, early September, I think, is when that microstegium starts to produce the seed heads. And it is an annual grass. So, yeah, if you can prevent it from producing seed, you're getting ahead of the game over time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've learned to live with it. Now, I know this is heresy. Mike, you've seen the garden. Paul, you've seen it. Mowed, when you have just whole acres and acres of silt grass mowed, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. It takes away from a lawn because it grows so fast and it's so much taller. It's like annual bluegrass or something.
I don't recommend it. I despise it.
No, definitely not.
But I've learned to live with it.
Yeah.
And it's more shade tolerant. So if you're starting to see an infestation of the microstegium, you may want to kind of rethink, is this a shady spot where I can't really grow good turf grass anyway? And maybe think about converting that area of your landscape to something different, you know, shrubs or shade-tolerant perennials or something like that.
Well, that doggone stuff will grow in shade. Mm. And it will grow anywhere. In cement.
Yep, absolutely.
A friend of mine
at church was commenting on this photo of Rufus standing beside my whatever it's called, stand up of me.
Oh, there, goodness, where in the there, world was that?
That was here
last
year for something. That was at the man show or whatever, outdoor show.
Well, I was standing beside the man.
But John Constance, who used to be the curator at the archives in Washington, stand up beside the Pope.
Oh, my goodness.
Beside the Pope. Yeah, that's good. So he's really wound up. I think that's a better stand-up than the one of me.
No, like
that really looks like the Pope standing
there. I like your stand-up. I got the stand-up in the office.
But John.
Paul, that has Dr. Pepper in it and a cigar in one hand and moonshine in the other hand.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And, you know, a lot of gardening is learning to live with things.
Yeah.
You can't have a perfect garden unless you add it almost 24 hours a day, and nature is the nearest thing to perfect you can get. And so you learn to live with things. Don't let something worry you to death, like that you're going to spend half of your time trying to kill a weed when you should be sitting out there in a chair enjoying the yard.
Amen.
Gardening is not meant to worry you to death. It's meant to give you peace and contentment, and that's what I tell people when they just constantly say, Something wrong with my garden all the time. Enjoy it. Some things you can't control.
Very true. A lot of things you can't control, especially in the landscape, in which you can, but it's hard to do it, and it's hard to know the best way to do it. It's not always with chemicals. It can be by cultural practices.
I don't know. I'd probably say 7-8 times out of 10, when you've got a problematic plant in your landscape, in the long run, you're better off replacing it rather than trying to fight whatever problem it is.
And if you want a new plant, you don't have room, replace something that you don't care that much about.
Yeah.
It's hard to do, I know, but especially sometimes trying to get the plant that you don't like out of the ground.
I'm finally learning it. If I don't like something, not if it's perfectly healthy, but if I have this plant, it's just giving me a little problem.
Yeah.
I finally learned, okay, don't go to heroic efforts. Don't spend a gazillion dollars on emergency care for a plant. Jerk it up, throw it away, and put something in there you like.
Yeah. And there's so many beautiful plants that are coming out. Now, we had a question about the gardenia and when to prune it. There are a lot of things that people are wanting to prune because everything's growing now, especially since we got more water in the soil. The gardenias, you could probably still prune now, but I wouldn't wait too much longer just because, you know, we could have some cold weather this year.
I think this time of year.
How about that?
Maybe.
We certainly did around January 15th of this year. It was terribly cold. It got down almost a single digit.
I think this time of year on any of your trees and shrubs, I wouldn't do any more than some light shaping, you know, controlling those water sprouts, you know, just kind of shaping things up.
And be careful if you've got something that's been blooming in the spring. Next spring, it's not going to bloom very well if you do too much pruning on it, because you're pruning the new buds off.
Yeah, when I talk about carrying the pruners with me at all times, I'm only cutting out stuff that's dead, doesn't belong there.
Have you got you a leather holster for those?
Well, I do have one. I do have one, but I stick it in my back pocket.
I got you.
And it's one of those ratchet. I love those ratchet hand trimmers. You go one spot, if it's too thick, go back up and get you another notch.
Makes it a lot easier any type of trimming.
And you know, I learned about that kind of clipper from being out here one time years ago. And I bought one, and I've ordered several, and Palmer loses them, my helper. I've ordered from that same company, and I remember getting it here at this expose.
What company is it? Can you remember?
I don't remember, but it's a ratchet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. If you get something around over an inch, it's hard to cut that with just a regular hand trimmer where you've got one squeeze. But that ratchet is just a wonderful machine.
Paul, anything else you want to share with us? We're running out of time. I can't believe it. It just feels like we just got here. We always say that every show, though. We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I just think the key is getting out in your garden on a regular basis. You know, so when I was an extension agent, people would call me, and the problem always came up, quote unquote, suddenly. And I was always very skeptical, because if you're out in your garden on a regular basis, you're going to stay on top of things, you're going to notice things, you're going to catch things early. So that's the key, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we haven't heard Joe the Bouncer today. I wonder how he's doing.
He sent you a cartoon, but other than that, he didn't say anything about plants. Wishing you a happy birthday and everything. But, God bless our listeners. We have such wonderful listeners, and I was talking to Paul. You know, we feel like they're part of this show, and they feel like they're part of this show.
Well,
that's the way it's supposed to be.
Here's a message from Big John.
Big John.
The secretary, it looks like a perfect time to adopt a dog for the Edmiston Plantation.
Well,
how about that? Big John, see you tonight.
They have second chance here. They've got, they got a lot of dogs to.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, all
of
all shapes.
I'm really looking forward to that show tonight. Motown.
You don't dance.
Yes.
All right. Paul, thank you, buddy, for trekking all the way down here from Vance County. And thanks to your wife for coming along. I hope she's having a good time. And
always a
hope
pleasure.
I hope she picks you up.
Yeah,
if
me
not,
too.
If not, you can call me. I'll come back and get you.
All right. Good deal.
Jeff Hamlin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Almost said Jeff Hammond, who was Darrell Waltrip's crew chief. But Darrell, I like both of you.
Or Denny Hamlin,
yeah. But we come out. It's open today until 5, Pet Expo, the Graham Building, State Fairgrounds, today and tomorrow. I think you'll have a good time. Bring your dog, especially your dog. I don't know that a cat would enjoy it that much. Highfalutin they are. All right, have a great day. We love you, everybody. We'll see you next week.